So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Dam HaNida U'Basar HaMeis Metam HaLachen U'Metam HaYaveshin. The blood of a Nida Bezava and the flesh of a dead person transmit Tumah both when they are moist and even when dry. While Hazoiv V'Haniya V'Haroik V'Hasheretz V'Hanavela V'Hashech V'Zera Metam HaLachen Ve'im Metam HaYaveshin. The Mishnah Bezav, the saliva and phlegm of a tummy person, a rodent, a dead animal, and semen transmit Tumah only when they are moist but not when they are dry. The Gemara proceeds with the sources for the Mishnah's halachas. Dam nida mitamen. The blood of a nida is mitami others because the pasuk of nida states v'hidva benidasa. The hekesh from a nida to her dam teaches mahi mitama av medva mitama. Just as the nida is mitami others, so to her dam is also mitami others. And dam nida mitamen lachen b'yevation because the pasuk of zava states v'isha kisiya zava dam yezeva bivsara. Yiyah ribuyahu. The word yiyah is inclusive and includes all forms of dam. However, there are two distinctions between nida and dam nida. Nida oisim mishka b'moishah b'tami adam b'gadim. Dam nida ain oisim mishka b'moishah b'tami adam b'gadim. If a nida zava zav lies, sits, or stands on something meant for that purpose, such as a bed, chair, or mat, it becomes an avatuma, which is metame adam b'kalim. The bed causes tuma to a person or utensil that has contact with it. But if dam nida was on a bed, the bed does not become an avatuma because the pasuk of tumas mishka b'moishah states asher hi yoshevus alav hi v'loy dama. Rashi adds, but even so, dam nida metama b'masa. The dam nida does cause the bed to become a rishon l'tumah to be metame oichel m'mashkin, even though the dam did not actually touch it, because of masa, the bed supports the dam. Nida metama be'evin mesama. Dam nida ain't metama be'evin mesama. If a heavy stone was placed on supports and the nida sits on that stone, the utensils that are below the stone become tummy, even though the heavy stone does not bear her weight. But if dam nida was placed on this stone, the utensils below do not become tummy because the pasuk of Mishka Bazav states, V'hanoisi oisam, oisam lemu'utei dama. The Gemara proceeds with two sources for the Mishnah's halacha, Besar ha-meis, metam halachin v'yevashin. Rosh Lakish has the sources in the pasuk of tumas mes that states, L'chol tumasai, l'chol tumas ha-parishas v'menu, all forms of mes are metame, even basar yavish. Or Rabbi Yechidin says the source is in the pasuk oiv etzim adam oiv kaver. The hekesh from etzim, the bones, to adam, the flesh, teaches ma etzim yavish av kan yavish. Just like a bone is dry and is metame, so to even flesh that is dry is metame. And the distinction lies in the case of the ifrich ifruche. The basar hames was so dry that it crumbles. According to Rish Lakish, this basar hames is metame because l'chol tumasai, it comes from the mess. While according to Rabbi Yechidin, this basar hames is tahar because it must be similar to etzim and the bone does not crumble. The Gemara, however, questions this from the following braisa. Kol shev emes metame, chutz min hashinayim v'hasar v'atziparin. All parts of a mess are metame, aside for the teeth, hair, and nails. And according to the above, the teeth should be metame because they are like etzim. The Gemara explains that the hekesh from etzim to adam teaches, ma etzim shenivri imoy vein gizei machlev, av kol shenivri imoy vein gizei machlev. The parts of a mess must be similar to etzim in the following two ways. It comes from birth, and it does not rejuvenate. Only these parts are metame. And basar is considered in gizei machlev because basar nasa mekoymit salakis. When flesh grows back, there is always a remaining scar. However, yatsa hashinayim shalei nivrimoy. The teeth are excluded and are not metam because they're only growing after birth. And yatsa sar b'tziparin shegizei machlev. The hair and nails are excluded and are not metame because they do rejuvenate. The Gemara proceeds with two approaches regarding mes, the skin of a dead person. Either gizei machlev, the skin does rejuvenate, and therefore Ula says, Dvatera adam tahar, midereis, the skin is not metame. However, the Chum initiated that is metame because gizei shemayasa adam oiris av ve'imoy shetichen lachamur. There's a concern that one might make a saddle from the skin of his parents. Or ein gizei machlev, the skin does not rejuvenate, and accordingly, Dvatera adam tame. And Ula taught the following, Dvatera adam, ki avadai tahar. Midrash, if the skin was tanned, it's no longer considered basar and is tar. However, the Chum initiated that ur sha'avdei tamei because gezeirah shemiyasa adam ur avu ve'imay shaticha. The Gemara proceeds with the source for hazayiv mitamen. The mission of izav is mitamen because the pasuk of izav states ish ish kiya zav mebisaray zayvay tamehu limer ala zayv shu tamei. And Zayv has all the stringencies of a Zav in that metame b'mago or b'masa l'tame adam b'godim. If someone touched or carried the tipas ziva, the person and his garments become tame because the pasuk states hazav ezayv l'zachav l'nekeva. The hekesh from Zav to the tipas ziva teaches mahu lechalakta b'magoy l'masoy l'tame adam l'tame b'godim av Zayv akein. Just like a Zav causes tuma to a person and his garments through both contact and carrying, so too the tipas ziva causes tuma to a person and his garments through mago u'masa. The Gemara proceeds with the source for haroik mitamen. Because the pasuk states, "V'chiyarik hazav b'tahar, v'chibes begalde b'rochatz b'mayim b'tamei ad ha'aref." The pasuk specifies reik, saliva, and the superfluous letter vav of v'chi includes kichei v'neyei u'mei ha'af, phlegm and nasal mucus. And reik has all the stringencies of a zav in that metame b'mago b'masal etame od metame begalde. Because the word b'tar implies mashe b'yatar temesilach. The reik that lies in the hands of a tar causes him to become tummy. And this refers also to tumas begadim, because the word betar implies taharish taharatilach b'mokam acher tamesilach kan ve'ezez zemagin avela. Reik causes tumah even in cases that elsewhere are tar. And this refers to tumas maga, in which regarding nevela it is not metame begadim, but regarding reik it is metame begadim. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes regarding meha af. Rav says b'negrarin derech hapeh. Only nasal mucus that comes out through the mouth is tameh, because lefishi ef shalameha af b'lay tzichtzuchei harik. The nasal mucus becomes mixed with the saliva of the zav. Or Yechanan says afilu b'negrarin derech hachaitim. Even mucus that comes out through the nose is tameh, because he holds mayan hu v'rachmon rabbi. The pasuk of v'chi teaches that all byproducts similar to harik are considered mayanus hazav and are tameh in their own right. The Gemara applies this machlekes to the following braisa: tisha mashkin hazavin. A zav and zava produces 9 types of fluids. Hazeya v'alechas rucha v'harei tarin meklum. Sweat, pus, and feces are completely tar and do not cause any tumor. Dimas enay b'dama gefasei v'chala v'isha metame tumas mashkin b'revias. Tears, blood from a wound, and mother's milk cause tumor to oichel mashkin. Aval zayvay reikay u'me miraglav metame tumah chamura. Ziva and reik and urine cause tumor even to adam or begadim. According to Rav, the Braisa does not mention meha af along with reik because it's not always subject to tumah, because zimnin da asi derech hapeh v'zimnin da asi derech hachaitim. Only meha af that comes from the mouth is tumah, while meha af that comes from the nostrils is tar. While according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Braisa does not mention meha af along with reik because tana reik v'chol da asa miribuya. The Braisa mentions reik, and this already includes kichei v'neyei u'meha af, because they are derived from the same pasuk.